Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now. Today, our Friends experts will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Danny and Brenda.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Can't be like me.
Thank you for joining us again. So, I know we talked last episode. You guys were in it, and
the blackout.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, before we start this this recap for this episode, I wanted to talk about the last episode and some of the things that we brought up, and we didn't have the information. Remember, we were talking about Jill Connick.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up because I'm like, how can we do this podcast and we're talking about, you know, the people in that show and not have all the information. So I looked it up. Hmm. Jill Connick is her married name. So she was already married, you know. So when they did the credits, they gave her married name in the credits.
And
Jill Goodacre is her maiden name.
Oh, her maiden name.
Stripper name.
It's her maiden name. She was one of Victoria's Secret's main models in the 1980s and early 1990s. So I just wanted to clarify that because I know we were questioning.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
There was another one, though, that we were talking about. Another question. I don't know. I remember we were like, about the Joey, what he said on the phone. Did you listen to it again to see?
I didn't go back.
I know you're not going to find it, but I was saying if you tried listening to it to see.
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. I forgot about it.
I didn't.
Me neither.
And nobody emailed us about it either. Way to go, guys.
They could still email us.
Yes, please do.
All right. Let's get started with episode 8. Of Let's Talk Friends. Today's episode is season 1, episode 8, called The One Where Nana Dies Twice. It aired on November 10, 1994. The synopsis. Monica and Ross mourn the death of their grandmother. Chandler is shocked to find out that people think he's gay. In the pre-intro scene, we are in Chandler's office. He's in the break room. Shelly walks in and asks Chandler if he's dating anyone because she wants to set him up on a date. Chandler agrees until Shelly reveals that the date is a he. She's embarrassed that she thought that Chandler was gay.
I already knew about this. So when I was watching it, I was obviously like listening and looking at everything. When she says hi to him, she says, "Hey, gorgeous." You don't just say that to a straight guy. So you could tell like where they're going, like, you know, already thinking him as in that light, like think he's gay because, you know, "Hey, gorgeous." And then he even says it in one of the other scenes, "Hey, gorgeous." So it's like you kind of do it yourself at that point where you're like, you know, it's friendly to him, but he's not seeing it as like she's saying it because she thinks
that he's gay. Maybe gay.
Like, "Hey, gorgeous." Yeah. You know, it's just weird.
Well, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But that's true. All right. And also, did you guys ever notice that there's a sign in their break room behind, like, Shelly? She was doing something, I think heating up something. Was it the microwave or something?
Was it? I think she was getting coffee.
Something. Whatever she was. Oh, maybe she was getting coffee. Yeah. So there's this
whiteboard.
Like a whiteboard where you could write stuff with the erasable markers or whatever. And you know what it says?
What?
I don't think I've ever even looked at it.
It says, "Retirement party for Chuck Fowler, November 22nd. Please come. He has no friends."
Like, that was crazy.
That's funny. You know, there's also a whiteboard, and you should like notice that too in Chandler and Joey's apartment, and they're always putting different things on there as well. So I think a few times it is for dirt, like they have something for the episode, but usually it's just like different drawings. So if you want to notice that
too. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They haven't really shown their apartment. I think they only did it maybe like one time so far that I could think of. But okay, that's cool.
That'd be cool to watch.
Just keep in mind when you see those drawings.
Okay. Yeah.
They're little doodles.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, so they draw stuff on there?
Mm-hmm. They draw stuff, and they also, I think they write stuff on there too. I'm not too sure, but I know I would always check to see if there's something, if I remember it or not, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start looking at that when they show their apartment. But yeah, this time, I don't know why made me look at it. I'm like, what does that say? I even paused it, and I'm like, oh, that's funny. That was funny. Yeah. Okay. So at Monica's apartment, Chandler is still shocked that someone thought he was gay. The girls tell him that they also thought he was gay when they first met him. He wants to know what is it about him that made them think that. And Monica says he has a quality. So then also, you know, the men, they say that they didn't think he was gay. Mm-hmm. But there was a girl that Ross liked in college, and she thought he was gay. And Ross never corrected her because he liked her. I guess it was a way of him keeping her away from Chandler.
Yeah. You
know? He also told her that Chandler was sleeping with some guy named Bernie Spellman, who also liked the girl.
Yeah. To keep him away from her.
He was really trying to keep him away. So
the trait being that Chandler is funny and smart.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they thought he was gay.
Yeah. Because
he was funny and smart.
His quality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, what is it, smart and sophisticated or something like that?
No, it was funny and smart.
Oh, okay.
Because then they're like, Ross is funny and smart. Do you guys think that about him?
And like, they start laughing.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it.
I didn't get that either.
Yeah, I think it was just making more, like, trying to make more fun of Chandler.
Because I was like, I don't think
Ross was gay.
Yeah.
More than.
Than Chandler.
Because he's only had one.
No.
It just,
he has a quality.
Just
a,
yeah, oh. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe it's his hair.
No. Yeah, I didn't get that when they started laughing. I was like, what did I miss?
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
No.
Okay. Monica gets a call from her father. Her and Ross's grandmother is in the last stages of life. The two go to the hospital where they meet their parents and aunt. They reminisce about Nana's habits, like the little mints at the bottom of her purse and her stealing sweet and low packets from restaurants and even from the Geller's house.
Daisy's guilty of this. She steals equals at that pancake house. In Oakland. Just in case you guys want to know where your equal is, Daisy had.
Doesn't Gordo steal syrup from the
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel?
Well, they give you the little things. They're for you. You're paying for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Just take them.
You are paying for them.
Like, yeah, six of them, downing them down. I'm like, dude, you're going to get a sugar rush.
And the thing is, like, at that restaurant, we have to ask for the equal, you know? So then they end up bringing it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put these in my purse. Because when I come again, or if I go somewhere and they don't have it, I'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And plus, they charge you for it.
Yeah. And also the ketchup bottles.
But that's different because you have to ask for it. And then they put, like, the sponge and all that on the table. So those are different.
Well, but the only thing they have on the table is just the regular sugar, and
jar ones.
Yeah, and they don't have you know how some places they have like the regular packets. Sugar, and then they have Splenda, they have sweet and low and equal. No, there you have to ask for it unless you want to use just regular sugar.
Oh,
so
when Daisy gets older, you're gonna find shoe boxes of equal. Also, one more thing, with Rachel being on the phone first with Paolo, she always has to say like, oh, I'm gonna call with Rome, you know. I don't know, she's kind of like rubbing it in, and of course Ross is hating every minute of it.
Well, she still doesn't know that Ross
I know has it just a thing sucks for her. Like, I feel Ross at that point, like I feel his pain.
He's like
it's better, man.
Like, I can call from Rome. You have to be in Rome first.
You just gotta go to Rome.
You just gotta go. The nurse comes out of Nana's room. Ross and Monica then go in the room to say their goodbye. Monica kisses her first, and when Ross leans over to kiss her Nana, or his Nana, she suddenly moves.
She tries to go for the tongue.
It looked like she was like trying to hit him away from her. I don't know.
Monica screams. Ross shouts and is shocked. Monica runs out to get help, and Ross tells his family that she's not dead yet. The nurse goes in the room and tells them that this almost never happens. But the flatline beeps, and Nana is truly gone now. Ross steps out of the room to give the news the news that now she's passed.
Isn't that weird, though? They run out and say, like, oh, we don't know what Monica says, but, like, I guess that she came back. Only one nurse comes back. Wouldn't you think a bunch of nurses, doctors would run in?
Usually they would all run in.
And this usually almost never happens. So it's happened?
Yeah. No, you know what's weird? They're all sitting in the waiting room, like, reminiscing about her, and she's not dead yet. You would think they'd be in her bedside.
That's what I was telling Martin. Yeah. I'm like, why are they outside? Why aren't they in the room with her? She is in her last stage.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. Wouldn't they want to be in there? Mm-hmm. And then when they go in to say goodbye, it's just Ross and Monica. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't the mom, because that's her daughter, or her mom, that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
Judy. Let me call her, say Judy. Why doesn't Judy and the aunt go in and be with her mom?
Maybe it was around COVID and only two people
could go in.
Even when Monica and Ross run out and saying, like, she might have passed, you would think
they would want to go in and see her. Yes, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, why aren't they going in? You would think you would want to see your mom again. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
I was getting kicked out of dad. Like, he's so calm, and just the way he answers, like, well, how does he say it? I forgot how he said it.
She might not be dead or something like that.
She may have passed. Oh, We're looking into it.
Yeah. This guy.
Now she's passed.
Now she's passed. Ross helps his mom Judy and aunt pick out a dress for Nana. Even though the funeral is closed casket, they want her to look nice. The three argue about which shoes to choose. While Ross reaches for another shoebox, all the sweeteners Nana had stolen fall on him.
It was raining sweet and low. From the heavens.
Is that a normal thing back then to have the dresser in the closet?
No.
She had it?
I don't know. And how do you even get it in there? And how are you going to get it out? Like, that's kind of weird.
And how did she reach
Did she have
clothes?
To climb that shit every time she
did it? I know. Like, so, yeah, how did she get her clothes?
Yeah,
Ross had to climb over it and barely was able to get stuff out. Mm-hmm. So the grandma was doing that?
I know.
You can't even open the drawers.
On the way to the funeral, Chandler says how everyone looks nice, all dressed up. And then he realizes it's that kind of stuff that makes him seem gay.
Don't we all look nice, all dressed up?
Yeah. There was this one part, like, right after they came from the hospital, that it always makes me mad every time I've seen it. Ross and Monica walk in, and the first thing that Rachel asked, did she? Like, you're not gonna ask that. Like, if I told you my grandma's sick and I go to the hospital, he's like, hey, how is she? Did she? Like, did she die? Like, who's gonna ask that?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I was like, why did it? But it's because they wanted to make a joke saying twice.
But
it was just like, you don't just go up to somebody and be like, did she die?
Mm-hmm.
Did she? Yeah. You know, how is she? Yeah, it's just something that always bothered me when I watch that TV show. I'm like, who says that?
Yeah, but I guess they wanted that joke to hit twice.
Yeah.
At the funeral, Ross falls in an open grave, then is given painkillers by his mom. Monica's mother tells her she should start using night cream and leave her hair down as her ears aren't her best quality. Joey's watching the football game on a portable TV. At first, he tries to be discreet, but Jack catches him and joins him. Eventually, several men stand around the portable TV and watch the game as well. Ross gets really loopy from the painkillers and tells Chandler, if you want to be gay, be gay.
I was going to say this about Monica's mom. Like, obviously, she's back, like, talking about her hair at the hospital again.
Yeah.
I know Junior would have hated this episode, too. But she's just horrible. She is horrible. But then she realizes it later. But I'll let you continue.
Okay, so then, you know, Ross tells Chandler that if he wants to be gay, be gay, as Chandler is trying to hook up with a girl. The girl turns to her friend and tells her that her suspicions about Chandler were true. Ross also tells Rachel that he loves her, but she thinks he's just saying that because of the painkillers. He ends up falling asleep on her lap.
He's like, you don't get it. Yeah. That's funny.
How many painkillers did he he took like four, right?
Yeah, he said the first two and the other two, something like that. Yeah.
So they all kicked in at the same time. Yeah. Wow.
This is Danny's favorite episode. One of them.
When I really paid attention to Ross when he comes from the stairs because he's all high off the drugs. Oh. Like, you can see the characters, the actors, and they're not trying to break character because they're all want to laugh at him. Because the way he's just acting, like, you know, that's a whole scene, so he has to go through it.
Yeah.
And you could just look at everybody. They're all just trying to, like, not break character because
it's hilarious. When he's walking back from Chandler to telling him, if you want to be gay, be gay, you can see Rachel in the back trying to hold her laughing.
Oh, wow. Keeps continuing and stuff, and you can just see them. They're all, like, not trying to laugh.
Oh. Like when he's on Rachel too. Yeah. Monica and Phoebe, I think, are in the background trying to hold her laughing.
Yeah. Oh, I have to rewatch it.
But Ross, he killed it. Like, I liked how he acted. Like, it was just funny, you know.
I was really so focused on him. I didn't pay attention to like who was behind or anything like that.
I've never have until Danny said it, and then he made me rewatch it. He'd be like, wait, you're missing it, and he'd stop it and replay it.
Oh, I'm gonna have to rewatch it.
I used to laugh a lot at that scene.
And this time for sure, I'm gonna go back and rewatch it because I really do want to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's funny. At Central Perk, the friends are reminiscing by looking at pictures of Nana and other photos of Ross and Monica when they were younger, including pictures of little Ross naked. They find a picture of Nana that is labeled "Me and the Gang at Java Joe's." They wonder how old she was and realize they were around the same age as what they are now. And then, you know, they kind of like, not smile at each other, but they kind of like,
they like group together. Like,
it's us now. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was nice.
I need to backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
When Ross walks in, I think when he had the trench coat on, he walks through the door of Monica's apartment. And the background music, it reminded me of like Seinfeld. Like it had like the same
Seinfeld. Which scene?
He comes in when they're about to go to the cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Like the same music background noise. Like it sounds like awfully Seinfeld. Like Seinfeld.
I've never watched Seinfeld. Really? I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I never watched Seinfeld.
So I wonder if like they stole it or I don't know.
They borrowed it.
Like honestly, I think Friends is kind of reminding me of Seinfeld in a little way because they're all single people and they're living, you know.
Yeah. I've never watched it.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched Frasier.
I guess that shows my age. Oh, Frasier's a good one. I like
that one's, I think, older, no?
Yeah.
Or it's around the same time, yeah.
Yeah, around there. That was a good one, too.
Never watched it.
Me neither. Either one.
Yeah, they're old.
In Chandler's workplace break room, Chandler is talking to his coworker, Lowell, who happens to be gay. Lowell tells Chandler that he could tell that Chandler was not really gay. He also tells him that Brian from payroll is, but he could never have gotten Brian because he's out of his league. Chandler states that that he could get a Brian if he want to. At the same time, Brian comes in and hears the conversation.
Yeah, he was saying he had like a radar knowing that Chandler is not gay.
But it's things like that make Chandler seem gay. If he wanted a Brian, he can get a Brian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the end of the recap of this episode. Any other thoughts?
Monica's mom's mom.
Monica's grandma.
Monica's grandma was the same Nana. Way. Yeah, Monica's Nana.
Yeah, they said that. They said that her mom used to, her grandma used to pick at things with Judy.
Nitpick.
And then Judy does the same thing with Monica.
But then when Monica was trying to like kind of make her see that she's doing the same thing, she kind of like denied it. Like,
she was quick to shut it down because she knew, she didn't want to say it.
She didn't want to.
She didn't want to talk about it. Mostly.
Yeah.
And then I like afterwards, the mom was gonna like she's touching her hair and then she's like, "Oh, I love your earrings." And then she's like, "Yeah, they're yours."
Because she was gonna cover her ears, right? She was gonna cover her ears.
But she kind of like realized what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. So she just said, "Oh, I love your ears, earrings."
Yeah.
Because you said that wasn't her best feature.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's just how some of them,
I guess,
parent.
Yeah, but it's kind of sad that she does it just with Monica and and doesn't get any of that. But
yeah,
what'd you think about the episode?
You know, it's so funny that you said, Brenda, you said that this is Danny's favorite episode, one of your favorite episodes.
It was mostly that scene only, but yeah.
I don't know if I really liked this one. I think I really liked the last episode, the blackout.
Yeah.
And I think I was expecting something like that again, like to have that same like feeling after I was done watching it, like, oh, this was so good. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was good. I'm not saying that it wasn't. It's good, but it's not at that same level.
Yeah,
you know, But I'm gonna go back and rewatch that.
Yeah, it was just that scene. Scene, but yeah,
I want to see them trying not to break.
Yeah, I gotta character, see that.
Their character. Yeah.
One more thing too. I really enjoyed Monica's dad in this. Like, just this funny stuff he was saying. Also talking about being buried at sea.
Buried at sea.
Yeah. He's like, buried at sea. Huh. And I was just like,
Okay. All right. So now it's time for our trivia questions. Woohoo! And Martin already answered one of them. So.
God damn it, Martin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, don't go, Martin.
It's because I like
trying
that
to take one. The points.
Yeah. All right. So I get that one, right? Might be down for that one.
Okay. I'll still go over it so you guys know which ones, you know. Okay.
Just let me answer it,
so,
guys, okay?
One. No, beat them. Beat up to it. Okay. All right. Question one. What is the name of Chandler's co-worker who tries to set him up?
Joelle. Noelle. Soelle? Isn't that what you said?
No.
The lady?
Yeah. The lady at the beginning.
It's not Janice, is it?
No. I don't even know. Oh my god, he says it. She says
like that for sure.
Gorgeous, and then he says,
"Wow."
I don't know.
Give up?
Yeah.
All right, Shelly.
Oh,
goddamn, Shelly!
Damn it, Shelly.
All right, who does Ross say Nana is with now?
Oh, the dog. No? What was the dog?
Chachi. Called?
Chachi. No?
Oh, Papa or Poppy and...
Damn.
Chi-Chi?
No. They don't even say that. Do they say that? No.
Oh,
do they? I don't know. Maybe
wasn't it one of their other dogs that got ran over? Remember?
That was a dog that was sent to...
Jesus. I don't know that one. I know he said Poppy.
It's Pop-Pop and Aunt Phyllis.
Oh.
This one I knew it was going to be kind of hard. But I thought for sure you would get like the Pop-Pop because the way he said it.
Yeah, I remember it was weird when I was.
Yeah. Okay, question three. What is Ross and Monica's aunt's name?
No way. Do they say
it? They do say it.
Oh my god.
They do say it one time.
Aunt Phyllis?
No, that's the one that Bananas brought. Oh. Her name is Lillian.
Oh, they did say that.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Lillian. Okay.
I'm not good with names.
Question four. Where did Monica's dad say he wanted to be buried?
Buried at sea. At sea. Yes.
Buried at sea. Huh.
Okay. Question five. What does Monica's mom want her to start using it? Using
a nighttime creamer or a regimen or some girly stuff. Nighttime girly stuff.
Nighttime girly stuff. Nighttime lotion.
Night cream.
Night cream.
Okay, six. What was the name of Phoebe's friend that got struck by lightning on a miniature golf course?
Damn, I heard this one. I can't remember it.
You guys are not very good today.
No.
You guys are wrong.
But I remember that.
Yeah, because she says she remembers her by the little yellow pencils, and then Rachel gives her the
Debbie.
I was like, wait a minute.
You're welcome.
When I heard little pencils, I clicked in.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, and then then she gives her the little pencil, and then she's like, I don't know who this is, but this is not Debbie.
That's funny. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I got it.
You got it.
Okay, seven. Which game is Joey watching?
Football.
Football.
Yeah, but what is who's playing?
The Jets.
Yeah. No?
Nope.
Giants.
The Giants, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, aren't the Jets baseball?
No, New York Jets, New York Giants. Huh.
Jets Giants and who else?
And the Packers.
No.
The Bears. The Packers.
No, not the Bears. You would remember if it was the Bears.
Yeah. I just remember he did say Giants.
Giants and
Dolphins.
Cowboys.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're not
Giants versus Cowboys. Eight. Who was Chandler talking to at Phoebe's birthday party?
What?
Is this from this episode?
Okay, I'll give you guys a hint because I know these are probably harder. I don't know why they're harder, but they might be harder. Okay. So when they're eating, Rachel's telling him, you know, at first she thought he was gay until at Phoebe's birthday party.
Yeah. No, I don't remember no name. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Rachel's breast.
You worded it weird.
How?
Who was the question?
Chandler talking to at Phoebe's birthday party?
He was
talking to her breast.
Yeah. Wow. She's like, I thought you were gay, but then you spent Phoebe's whole birthday party talking to my breast. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about like a girl. You know, and I was like, what the hell?
Okay. Nine. What is Chandler eating at the beginning of the episode?
A soup.
Maruchan.
Japanese. What does he say though?
Japanese noodles. Yeah.
Dehydrated Japanese noodles.
Oh, under fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
10. Where is Paolo calling
Rome,
Rachel from?
Rome. Rome. Got it.
You got one. Yay.
Got like three.
And we have two more questions. I don't know why I found so many questions this time. What does Ross find in his Nana's closet?
Sweet and sour.
Something else, though, at the beginning when he first jumps in there.
Nana stuff.
Burgundy shoes.
That's what he says. Oh, because he was looking at something.
He jumps in there and he's like...
His retainer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
His retainer.
You.
All right. And question number 12. What does Mr. Geller shout while watching the football game at the funeral reception?
Now I'm depressed.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, Daniel.
And so I have this, before we end our episode, I have big news for our listeners. We are going to start dropping these episodes weekly instead of bi-weekly. The reason for that is that I realized there is 10 seasons and at least 22 to 24 episodes each season. And I'm like, at this rate, we're never going to finish. Yeah. So we're going to start dropping every week, unless we have something going on and we can't. But I'm going to try to drop one every week. So it's getting kind of exciting. And I think I'm getting kind of anxious because I want to watch more. Like, I want to watch, you know, more. And so it should be fun.
Yes.
It's so we'll be here. Tempting to push the continue watching button, but I had to stop.
Yeah.
How far are you guys heading out for the other one?
The next two.
The next two? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep.
Well, we'll be waiting for it.
Yeah. And now you guys get to listen to us more often.
Yes.
That's either a good or bad thing.
Okay, Batman.
And it's so much fun. But anyway, so with this, we conclude episode 8 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 9, called The One Where Underdog Gets Away. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.